Now it will be our privilege to hear from another one of our gold sponsors this evening. Representing Wells Fargo is Ms. Kathleen Martinez. Is Kathy Martinez in the room? Okay, as Kathy comes up to the front, I'm going to tell you a little about her. Kathleen Martinez is Senior Vice President and Head of Disability and Accessibility Strategy at Wells Fargo. In this role, she oversees the development and execution of enterprise business and marketing strategies supporting people with disabilities and their families. Martinez defines strategies related to online and physical accessibility for customers and team members, hiring and promotion of team members with disabilities, national nonprofit partnership programs, and disability-owned suppliers. Martinez joined Wells Fargo in 2015 from the U.S. Department of Labor, where she served as Assistant Secretary of the Office of Disability Employment Policy, ODEP. Prior to that, Martinez was Executive Director of the World Institute on Disability, and she served on the National Council on Disability, the board of the U.S. Institute for Peace, and the State Department's Advisory Committee on Disability and Foreign Policy. It's with great pleasure that we welcome Ms. Martinez to our convention.
I'm going to hand her. Here's one.
It's just working. A minute. Oh, my God. I got to put some. Wait, is this working? Yeah, it's working. No, I got to stand. Hi, everybody. Thank you for allowing me to speak here. I'm always fascinated to see the process. As you know, some of you know me for years. I'm getting up there. And, it's just really a pleasure to be here. And I want to just congratulate Judy Wilkinson on her leadership. I think she's doing a phenomenal job. And we're very happy to be a sponsor. Wells Fargo is honored and privileged to be a sponsor of this conference, and I'm going to stick around for probably next 24 hours. So I hope I get to talk to folks and meet some of you. Anyway, I want to just talk about what's going on at Wells Fargo. Some of us have been working with banks. I was talking to Steve Mendelson, and he and I started our work with Wells Fargo about 20 years ago when some of us decided that it was time to really honor the concept of financial justice and work with banks to make their ATMs accessible. And I want to just give a shout out to Steve because he had a huge role in making that happen for not just Wells Fargo. So at Wells Fargo, we're really committed to what we're calling, we're committed to having disability as an investment. Some people have used the term excellent business opportunity. We know that the disability market is a huge market, and we also know that the disability population, including those of us who are blind, have very low unemployment rates, and Wells Fargo is doing a lot in different areas. So first of all, let me just talk about our external services. So we're looking at what we call the workplace, the marketplace, and the supply chain. And we are absolutely committed to diversity. We have a vision and values where we really believe in diversity and inclusion, and we believe that the more voices at the table, the better product you get. So Wells Fargo is really walking the walk when it comes to disability. We've hired some extremely talented people, and not just at entry-level positions. We are hiring people at entry-level positions, but we are also hiring people at some pretty senior positions, including the one in marketing. But we've also hired a brilliant leader for our digital and online accessibility. Many of you probably know Dina Wainwright from Minneapolis. She's done an amazing job the last 2 years, really helping us kind of understand the concept of accessibility not as an afterthought, but as something that needs to be integrated into design and development from the beginning. And that's really what we're trying to do. So, as you know, we are committed to providing accessible products and services to our 70 million customers, along with their personal and professional networks. And these folks manage their financial needs through lots of channels. Mobile devices, personal computers. We still have folks that are receiving Braille and large print statements. Actually, we still have folks that are receiving audio tape and statements on CD. So, you know, we're really trying to meet people where they're at. We know that there's a growing senior population, many of whom are losing their vision, and this is something that is, you know, is something that we're taking very, very seriously. We, as many of you know, have put JAWS screen readers in all 6,000 branches. We used to call them stores, but now they're called branches. So if you want to go in your branch and check out your, let's say you didn't bring your iPhone or your laptop and you want to have a private session, there are JAWS screen readers on our in-store computers. And we're really committed, like I said, to meeting people where they're at in their process of getting their bank information. Our goal really is to help our customers succeed financially by providing experiences that are ultimately seamless and integrated consistently into our services. Like I said, we have a digital accessibility program manager and office that are really ramping up our digital accessibility in all our various lines of business. So, and I want to thank everybody that has written to me. We have just done a refresh of the website, and I know there's some sticking points. I will say that we are working on them, and all your feedback has been amazing. So thank you. I've had some really good, very detailed feedback about certain parts of the website. I haven't gotten as many complaints about the mobile site, but definitely we know we have work to do on our online website, and we're working on it as fast as we can. With regard to employment, we have a dedicated team that's serving particularly vets and people with disabilities. If you go to our wellsfargo.com career site and look at jobs, and if you are, you know, if you feel like you're qualified, definitely apply. If you have problems, you can let me know, and I will get you to the person to help you apply in a way that is, is helpful. Sometimes we have to have people apply over the phone. Other times people are very able to use our website. So it just depends. We are always looking for talent at every level of the organization. And I know there's lots of talent in this room. We are actively a part of lots of different employment portals, including the talent acquisition portal. We work with the Department of Rehab. We work a lot with the National Federation of the Blind. We work with just as many people as possible to find qualified applicants with disabilities. We are actively seeking out people to work for the bank. With regard to supplier diversity, we have a very active and wonderful leader for supply chain at Wells Fargo. She is very involved in the United States Business Leadership Network, and that's the organization that certifies disability-owned business enterprises. We are, again, seeking disability-owned businesses to become part of our diverse supply chain. And we're also interested, we also have a program at Wells Fargo called the Wholesale Accelerator Program, where we help small businesses that are just getting started. There's a competition, and the winner gets a little bump, as they say, a few thousand dollars to help grow their business. And along with that, they get help and advice from our small business experts at the bank. So I feel like we really are moving in the right direction. As we know, it's a marathon, not a, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And I just want to say that Wells Fargo welcomes everybody as customers, as employees, or we call them team members, and or as our part of our supply chain. So thank you all very much, and have a great convention.
All right. I think we have time for a couple of questions, a couple of brief questions. No?
Yeah, we have a few questions, a few hands up.
I'm getting that Okay, so if you want to speak to Ms. Martinez, just watch for her. She's around, so she'll be here for the next day. So.